My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go! Tommy Lugauer! Lugie! The Mets run this city! 888-808-1019. The Mets run this city, learn to love it. You know, it's not the 90s anymore, because in the 90s, the Yankees were the big brother. Now, you're the little brother. That's right, the Mets are the big brother. And if you don't like it, do something about it. Oh, wait, you had a chance to do something about it, and you came up quite small. And we know, the No Fun Police likes to keep score. The No Fun Police likes to say that the Mets and their fans are having just a little bit too much fun. And we all know the Fun Police really feels that way because they themselves are not having any fun. So I know you like to do math. I know the No Fun Police likes to keep score. So here's a little math for you. Mets 4, Yankees 0. 0. That would be a clean sweep of the season series. And as the Mets, and let's be honest, dominated, absolutely dominated, pushed you around for the majority of the Subway Series, it was clear who the big brother was and who the little brother was. Now, on to Francisco Lindor. And as you know, the power of positivity. As you know, I was the first, and I've been supporting Francisco Lindor forever. And I was the first one to, if you follow me online, you hear me on this radio station, I was the first to tell you that Francisco Lindor was in the MVP conversation. And of course, I was mocked. I was ridiculed. I was called an idiot. I was called every name in the book by everybody out there saying, oh, it's OPS. And they were pointing to other statistics, and this team's under 500, or there are only a few games over 500. Francisco Lindor, he's not in the conversation. And I sat there, and every single time Lindor got a hit or a home run over the last couple weeks or so, I would remind everybody that he's in the MVP conversation. And less doubters each week as it went by. And then last night, Francisco Lindor hit 2 home runs. And you heard it on the broadcast, and you see it in the news today. Now people are starting to jump on the Francisco Lindor bandwagon. And this is why I'm the future. This is why I'm a generational talent, because I could see the future. And I told you that Lindor was in the MVP conversation and he was playing well. And ever since being moved to the leadoff spot, Francisco Lindor has been on fire. He has been the best player in baseball, and he has been the catalyst for this Mets team that is on this run. That's what's going on right now. And for all the haters out there, and there's very few of you left, maybe a couple of you are still hanging on, but Francisco Lindor has turned everything around. And a credit to him, and a credit also goes to Carlos Mendoza. And this is an election year. I would like to publicly endorse Carlos Mendoza for manager of the year. Now, it's his first year managing. The team got off to a bad start. It is a tough market. But Carlos weathered the storm, and this team, unlike another team in town, is tough, and they have heart. And I think that mirrors their manager. Carlos Mendoza, manager of the year in the National League, he is very much up to the task and has been great this season in a tough market, in a tough situation and a fan base that went into the year thinking the team was punting and was frustrating and was not showing up at the games. And there's been a million things, the Jorge Lopez throwing the glove and a lot of stuff going on and off the field. Carlos Mendoza has been the calming force of this team, and he's not getting enough love. I check the odds as far as gambling wise. You look around, you listen, you don't hear it. And I'm, you know, red hot, and of course, Positive Tommy is undefeated. I gave you the Lindor thing. Now I'm giving the love to Mendy, who certainly deserves serious consideration for Manager of the Year. Now, and we will get to the Yankee side of this in a little bit. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I saw a lot of people, and I was watching the game, of course, and I'm seeing Yankee fans, you know, leave early. And I know they got criticized for that. I know Sean criticized them, and I heard a lot of people getting mad at that. That to me is not the direction I will take with this. Now, I was at game one of this. I was at both games at Citi, and then game one of this series at Yankee Stadium. Now, I will preface this by saying I understand that the Yankees have been doing this for a while now, but when I walked out of that stadium the other night as a Met fan, and Diekman just struck out Aaron Judge looking. And by the way, Aaron Judge, like the rest of us, was basically sitting there watching this entire series because he struck out looking last night as well. I was skipping. I was dancing. I was singing. And I was having a good time. And I was enjoying the great, legendary Frank Sinatra. New York, New York. Now, I understand you do this after losses. When the Mets come in your building and dominate you, and your fans are halfway home on the Southern State Parkway in the eighth inning, maybe don't play a song, okay? It's embarrassing, it's tone deaf, and it makes you look like idiots. If this was the Mets, we would never, ever, ever hear the end of it. Well, guess what? I'm never going to let you hear the end of it. Pick something else or don't play a song when not little brother, now it's big brother, comes into your house and smacks you around. And I got to enjoy that. And Yankee fans, and I get it, you know, the bros, you know, they don't have any buttons done on their jersey and they got the short shorts and they're walking around with the high white socks and all that. And all the bros with 16 chains, they're walking around thinking, this stinks because Loogie's running around and Evan's running around, skipping and having a good time and enjoying New York. Frank Sinatra. So,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's it. Play it for the Mets, baby, because this is what I heard walking out of there. And I was singing it, and I was enjoying it, and I was having a great time listening to the Oval Eyes himself.
Spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it.
Hit it!
New York, New York.
Let's go, Mets! Played it for the Mets, winning!
Shoes are longing to stay right through the very heart of it. New York, New York.
Yeah, I know this. the city never sleeps, although it slept for a few years during COVID because, like I said, it had kids and had to get to bed by midnight. But the fact that you're playing this song, and I'm talking to you, Yankee fans, because I think you agree with me. You're driving home on a BQE last night, and you got Met fans sitting there singing, dancing, enjoying Sinatra. That's your song, and it's for me for wins. It should not be for losses. How tone deaf can you be? Fix that, because I was embarrassed for you. That is ridiculous. Don't play a song. If the Reds come in there and beat you, you want to play it, fine. But, like, you got the Red Sox now. You play it then? You played it for the Mets? Come on. That's utterly ridiculous. Now, we'll get to your calls here in a little bit here. 888-808-1019. The Yankee side of this is simple to me. And I know you've heard this. And I don't think I've ever used it before. So I'm going to use it now. And you've heard it a million times, but I've never used it, to my knowledge. If George was alive, Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone would have been fired on the spot last night. On the spot, after you get embarrassed again by the Mets. And I got to hear Aaron Boone, when he's not reading off the teleprompter, basically telling you, oh, I really liked the players were really into it in the eighth and ninth inning. You are getting your ass kicked. And I'm all for positivity, but that's my gimmick. I don't need positive Aaron Boone telling me we're down 10 runs, but it's great because Aaron Judge is sitting there smiling on the top step. Please save that for something else. There is no accountability. There is nothing. You could just do whatever. It's a country club over there. We lost, whatever. We got our, you know, brains beat in, whatever. But you know what? Guys were really into it in the ninth inning. Where were they going to be? On the golf course? Of course they were sitting in a dugout. Where do you want them to be? Ridiculous. And it's the same old song and dance. And there's no accountability. Nobody gets fired. Nothing ever happens. It's all right in front of us. It's a long-ass season. Blah, 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 blah. I think last night, in a lot of ways, was the turning of the tide. I'm just saying, because I saw one team with heart, I saw one team with fight, and I saw another team basically being, you know, way to be into it in the eighth inning when you're down 10! I what else can you say? And you should be frustrated. And look, we're going to have fun. I'll always be here. I will have fun, Yankee fans. A lot of it is, of course, it's tongue-in-cheek. That's what makes New York City great. Mets fans, Yankee fans, this is my day in court. You'll have your day in court. And when it's your turn, you could call me up, and you could call me every name in a book that we could air on it. You know, I'd drop you if it's cursed, but you know what I mean. We can have fun with each other, of course. So, but it's my day now. It's our day as Met fans because we've sat through it long enough and we've basically been, you know, your little brother. And like I said, now we're the big brother. You're the little brother. But we've dealt with it for enough. So it's our time to crow. But I could also look at it from your perspective and say, my God, I mean, they'd be fired on the spot. And I know George isn't here anymore. But Hal, I wouldn't be surprised if he gave Cashman and Boone a raise this morning. Great job. Awesome. Way to go. Aaron, I'm really happy that, you know, the guys are into it in the eighth inning. When the game is over, and it's basically all Met fans. As Dog said on the station once, Red Sox Nation in the South Bronx. Last night, it was Queens in the South Bronx. But the players were into it in the eighth and ninth inning. Good for you. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Oh, got a big board here. Let's go to Tommy in Freehold. We'll try to get through everybody here. Keith McPherson coming your way at 7 o'clock. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
What's going on?
I wanted to applaud you for keeping up the positivity.
Of course.
I myself have transitioned to being a more positive fan because of you.
I love hearing that, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's great to hear.
Much healthier lifestyle as a fan.
Of course. No, you're right. As a fan, as a person, just to be positive, because, and Tommy, I don't know how old you are. I'm 38. I woke up one day this year and said, you know what? I've been negative forever with the Mets. I've been negative with a lot of sports. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to preach positivity. I have a voice. I have a platform, and I'm going to bang the drum of positivity. And the fact that you listened and now you are positive yourself is awesome, bro, and I appreciate it. And you know what? The Mets are rewarding our positivity, and how great is that?
It's awesome. Yep. I'm 24, so I'm
awesome.
A little bit less, but yep. You know, it's amazing to be positive. And I want to say another thing.
Yeah,
you keep saying you're generational. You're the future of WFAN.
Yes,
I don't think that's true. I think that you are the future of sports radio.
Well, look, if you want to take it further than that, I might be the future of the world. Whatever you want to say, I am the future. Look, I'm the future. The Mets are the present. And the Yankees, they're the past. Let's go to Peter in Wantagh. What's on your mind, Pete?
The Yankees are the past. Well, the Mets are definitely the present. So let me tell you a little story, big brother. I was a little brother. I snuck up behind my big brother. I smacked him in the head with a TV tray. I almost knocked him out.
Yeah.
I locked myself in the bedroom, not realizing I had to come out sooner or later. And that's the same thing. We got the better record. I'm not a Mets hater. I love the Mets in a way, weird way as a Yankees fan. But you guys are acting like you won the World Series. I had to hear it at work all day. I had to hear it on the radio.
No, hold on, Peter. You got to be fair here, because it's funny because Nick Papagiorgio, the producer, wrote on the screen for topic, typical Met fan. You sound like a typical Yankee fan because I heard this in the bathroom stall when the Mets won that game the other night. This is your World Series. Here's why you can't say that. You can't say this is our World Series. When you lose, you can't show me your resume. Everybody knows the Yankees' resume. You tell us all the time because guess what? If Judge would have walked it off the other night, if you would have swept it, you would have rubbed it in our face. So, Peter, you can't have it both ways. Not on my watch. I'm sorry. And I will not bow down and I will not bend the knee in that situation. You can't have it both ways. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Gavin in Woodbridge. What's up, Gavin?
Loogie!
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's shaking?
First of all, you're damn sure you're the future of this radio station. Go Mets. This has been great. I want to ask you, sitting next to negative Sean Marash last night.
Yes, a member of the No Fun Police. Yes, and the wimp Evan Roberts. Yeah, yes.
You can hear the negativity coming off of it. What point, what moment was the best during that beatdown?
Oh, so you're saying from last night, Gavin? Because I was at the game, obviously the first game, not last night. So which one are you asking me for? Last night?
Oh, right. You went the first night. What was the best time sitting next to him during that beatdown?
Oh, Gavin, that's an easy one. And I explained it on Evan and Tiki the other day, but obviously new audience here or a different audience. So when Aaron Judge came up to bat, Sean, massive Yankee fan, obviously a member of the No Fun Police, he took out his cell phone and he started filming the at-bat. Why? Because he was waiting for the walk-off. And when Judge, hits a home run, he hits a home run, he's going to turn to me, he's going to film me, he's going to film Evan. And he's sitting there and he's filming, he's all excited. And as soon as Aaron Judge struck out, Sean tucked his little tail between his leg. He sat his fat ass down. He put his phone in his pocket, and he wasn't heard from again. Night-night. Enjoy. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you having us over, too, Sean. I really, really appreciate it. Food's great. Everything's great. Yeah, so that was my favorite moment to watch that, because if I could bottle that moment of going into someone's building and winning and the New York, if I could sell that, I would be a billionaire. You know what? I would no longer be the future of the station. I'd be on a yacht with Emily Ratajkowski, Sydney Sweeney, Margot Robbie, and supermodels. You never hear from me again. Most of the Yankee fans will be excited for that. If I could bottle that, I'd be a billionaire. I wouldn't work again. I was talking to Evan once. He goes, if I ever won the lotto, I would keep working. You're an idiot. If I was rich, I'd be out of here. All right, anyway, 888-808-1019. Is the number to call. Let's see here. Let's go to PJ in Old Bethpage. What's up, PJ?
Positive Tommy is the best thing that's ever happened.
Yes, hard on. Yeah, I agree.
Tommy, on a serious note, I've been going through some personal stuff, and you actually put a smile on my face, so I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you, dude. I appreciate you saying that, listening, and it's my pleasure, dude, to do this. I mean that.
How about the Mets, Tommy?
I love it.
How about the Mets, Tommy?
How about them? Hey.
Let's go, baby. Let's sweep the Braves. Let's do it.
Yep. PJ, I'm glad you said that because we discussed it a little bit on the air as we were going, Evan and Tiki, and Evan saying they're going to sweep, which, in the gambling world, that's a push, that's a tie, that's kissing your sister. So, Met fans, Evan's telling you you're going to kiss your sister. I'm telling you to be positive. The Braves come in limping, and look, as sweet as it is to beat the Yankees, and it is sweet,
might be just even a little bit sweeter to go there and to stick it to the Braves in this four-game series, because we all know how the Braves have tortured us through the years. So to give it back to them. Now, I'm never going to overlook a positive Tommy. I don't want to be cocky Tommy, but positive Tommy. I know what the Braves are, even on a, in a down year for their standards. They have injuries. Albie's hurt. Acuna hurt. I understand that, but keep the positive train going. This Met team has rewarded us. Remain positive. Remain confident. Don't have the mentality of the other shoe's going to drop. Don't live in fear. Don't live in, like, worry that things are going to go wrong. Be positive. Be positive. This team is really good. Really, really good. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Danny in Paramus. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Tommy. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm excited to call in.
Thank you.
What I'm not excited about, though, is to talk about the Yankees in this state. It's just getting brutal, and I'm not a huge believer in the lineup philosophy having a big impact on the games, but I want to talk about the game that you went to.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about? Jamai Jones leading off, what did he do to deserve that? What did J.D. Davis do to deserve to clean up? And what did that kid Narvaez do to bat over D.J. LeMahieu, who I know is struggling, but is still a veteran and, you know, still knows how to hit the ball.
Well, Danny, I appreciate everything you said there. For the conspiracy theorists that think Brian Cashman makes the lineup, that's the perfect example. Because that was charts and graphs. That were those two guys hit lefties. That was guys that took their cousin to prom that are going to tell you that's the right lineup. We all know it was embarrassing. It was bad. J.D. Davis hitting cleanup had three of the worst at-bats you'll ever see, the most non-competitive at-bats I've ever seen in baseball. It was bad, and it was frustrating. And it's not the Yankees. Now, listen, you're getting reinforcements. You're going to get Stanton back. You're going to get Dominguez back. Cashman is going to make a trade. The lineup is going to get better. It's going to get deeper. You're not going to be, you know, bringing, you know, putting J.D. Davis in the lineup much longer. But I understand the frustration because it's Subway Series. It's a big game. You've been scuffling, even though Aaron Boone will tell you everything's right in front of you, which, yeah, no, you know what, Sherlock. Obviously, everything's in front of us. But how about you start winning some games? You've been one of the worst teams in baseball forever now. And, yeah, you have a right to be frustrated. You have a right to be angry. And you have a right to be embarrassed, whether it be the fact that, and I say this, we beat you four games. We, meaning the fans, the Mets. We took four, you took zero, and you played Frank Sinatra as we're walking out of there enjoying and having a really good time. I mean, the Yankees, you come out of this, they look tone deaf at second rate and little brother. It's little brother type stuff. I'm telling you, it is. The Mets did it. You'd be saying the exact same thing. Let's go to Eugene in New Rochelle. What's up, Eugene?
Lugie, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
Dude, this positivity kick you got going on, man, just keep it going. I'm having so much
fun.
First of all, you're damn sure you're the future of this radio station. Go Mets. This has been great. I want to ask you, sitting next to negative Sean Marash last night.
Yes, a member of the No Fun Police. Yes, and the wimp Evan Roberts. Yes.
You can hear the negativity coming off of it. What point? What moment was the best during that beatdown?
Oh, so you're saying from last night, Gavin? Because I was at the game, you know, right. Obviously the first game, not last night. So which one are you asking me for? Last night?
Oh, right. You went the first night. So, what was the best? What was the best time sitting next to him during that beatdown?
Oh, Gavin, that's an easy one, and I explained it on Evan and Tiki the other day. But obviously, new audience here or a different audience. So when Aaron Judge came up to bat, Sean, massive Yankee fan, obviously a member of the No Fun Police, he took out his cell phone and he started filming the at-bat. Why? Because he was waiting for the walk-off. And when Judge, you know, hits a home run, he hits a home run, he's going to turn to me, he's going to film me, he's going to film Evan. And he's sitting there and he's filming, he's all excited. And as soon as Aaron Judge struck out, Sean tucked his little tail between his leg. He sat his fat ass down. He put his phone in his pocket, and he wasn't heard from again. Night-night. Night-night. Enjoy. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you having us over, too, Sean. I really, really appreciate it. Food's great. Everything's great. Yeah, so that was my favorite moment to watch that, because if I could bottle that moment of going into someone's building and winning and the New York, New York, if I could sell that, I would be a billionaire. You'd never, you know what? I would no longer be the future of the station. I'd be on a yacht with Emily Ratajkowski, Sydney Sweeney, Margot Robbie, and supermodels. You'd never hear from me again. Most of the Yankee fans will be excited for that. If I could bottle that, I'd be a billionaire. I wouldn't work again. I was talking to Evan once. He goes, If I ever won the lotto, I would keep working. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. If I was rich, I'd be out of here. All right, anyway, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's see here. Let's go to PJ in Old Bethpage. What's up, PJ?
Positive Tommy is the best thing that's ever happened.
Yes, hard on. Yeah, I agree.
Tommy, on a serious note, I've been going through some personal stuff, and you actually put a smile on my face, so I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you, dude. I appreciate you saying that, listening, and it's my pleasure, dude, to do this. I mean that.
But how about the Mets, Tommy?
I love it.
How about the Mets, Tommy?
How about them? Hey.
Let's go, baby. Let's sweep the Braves. Let's do it.
Yep. PJ, I'm glad you said that because we discussed it a little bit on the air as we were going, Evan and Tiki, and Evan saying they're going to sweep, which, you know, in the gambling world, that's a push, that's a tie, that's kissing your sister. So, Met fans, Evan's telling you you're going to kiss your sister. I'm telling you to be positive. The Braves come in limping, and look, as sweet as it is to beat the Yankees, and it is sweet, might be just even a little bit sweeter to go there and to stick it to the Braves in this four-game series because we all know how the Braves have tortured us through the years. So to give it back to them. Now, I'm never going to overlook a positive Tommy. I don't want to be cocky Tommy, but positive Tommy. I know what the Braves are, even on in a down year for their standards. They have injuries. Albie's hurt. Acuna hurt. I understand that, but keep the positive train going. This Met Fit team has rewarded us. Remain positive, remain confident. Don't have the mentality of the other shoe's going to drop. Don't live in fear. Don't live in like worry that things are going to go wrong. Be positive. Be positive. This team is really good. Really, really good. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Danny in Paramus. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Tommy. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm excited to call in.
Thank you.
What I'm not excited about, though, is to talk about the Yankees in this state. It's just getting brutal, and I'm not a huge believer in the lineup philosophy having a big impact on the games,
mm-hmm.
but I want to talk about the game that you went to.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about? Jamai Jones leading off, what did he do to deserve that? What did J.D. Davis do to deserve to clean up? And what did that kid Narvaez do to bat over D.J. LeMahieu, who I know is struggling, but is still a veteran and, you know, knows how to hit the
ball. Danny, I appreciate everything you said there. For the conspiracy theorists that think Brian Cashman makes the lineup, that's the perfect example. Because that was charts and graphs. That were those two guys hit lefties. That was guys that took their cousin to prom that are going to tell you that's the right lineup. We all know it was embarrassing. It was bad. J.D. Davis hitting cleanup had three of the worst at-bats you'll ever see, the most non-competitive at-bats I've ever seen in baseball. It was bad, and it was frustrating. And it's not the Yankees. Now, listen, you're getting reinforcements. You're going to get Stanton back. You're going to get Dominguez back. Cashman is going to make a trade. The lineup is going to get better. It's going to get deeper. You're not going to be, you know, bringing, you know, putting J.D. Davis in the lineup much longer. But I understand the frustration because it's Subway Series. It's a big game. You've been scuffling, even though Aaron Boone will tell you everything's right in front of you, which, you know what, Sherlock. Obviously, everything's in front of us. But how about you start winning some games? You've been one of the worst teams in baseball forever now. And, yeah, you have a right to be frustrated. You have a right to be angry. And you have a right to be embarrassed, whether it be the fact that, and I say this, we beat you four games. We, meaning the fans, the Mets. We took four, you took zero, and you played Frank Sinatra as we're walking out of there enjoying and having a really good time. I mean, the Yankees, you come out of this, they look tone deaf at second rate and little brother. It's little brother type stuff. I'm telling you, it is. The Mets did it. You'd be saying the exact same thing. Let's go to Eugene in New Rochelle. What's up, Eugene?
Loogie! What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Dude, this positivity kick you got going on, man, just keep it going. I'm having so much fun watching these guys. It's crazy.
I plan on it. Yep. No, and you know what, Eugene? You brought up a good word. I always talk about the no fun police. It's fun. It's fun to watch the Mets this year. And I credit Jose Iglesias for his leadership, his defense, his timely hitting, his singing. He is the heart and soul of this Mets team. He is having a wonderful season on and off the field. He told that great story last night as he was being interviewed on the field about the lyrics to OMG and coming to this country. How do you not root for a guy like that? And I think guys like him and Alvarez and Vientos and Martinez have come into this locker room. And even Jeff McNeil, the dark cloud himself, Mr. Negativity, has woken up. Through the power of positivity, through the power of motivation, even Jeff McNeil has woken up. That's how well they're playing right now. Let's go to Steven in Staten Island. What's up, man? Yo.
Yo.
What's happening, bro? Yep, he said why the Yankees are losing. Because you're not very good right now, and you've been losing for weeks and weeks and weeks. We all know that. Let's go to Lewis and Linden. What's up, Lewis?
Yo, Loogie. Man, I love your show, dude. Thanks for doing what you do now. I got to agree with you on the Frank Sinatra thing. I went to the Yankee game 2 weeks ago. It was two Fridays ago.
Just to be clear, you're a Yankee fan, right?
I'm a Mets fan.
Okay,
so,
okay.
I was with my Yankee fan friend. They dragged me to the Red Sox Yankees. And, you know, they came back against Clay Holmes, as we know.
Yep.
And then I noticed the same thing. They are also playing Frank Sinatra, New York on a walk-off loss.
Yeah, now listen,
I thought that was
obviously,
super weird, so I was
like, because they used to play Liza, and I think Liza was upset about that because they lose, and it was like a bad. But my thing is, like, you so much associate that with Sinatra, icon, winning the Yankees.
Right.
I'm not even being snarky here. It's ridiculous that they play that after losses, especially if it's the Mets.
I have a workaround for them. If they're so hell-bent on keeping Sinatra, you do New York when they win, and you play That's Life when they lose.
That's fine.
All they got to do.
Yeah, it's a little more subtle and mellow. That's fine. If they want to play for a different Sinatra or no song, you got to ditch that. Because I was singing it leaving. Evan was singing it leaving. Is that what you want? Is that the lasting image you want? Is Met fans, is Red Sox fans singing Frank Sinatra? Stop being so tone deaf and fix that. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Nick Papagiorgio on the other side of the glass. Keith McPherson comes your way next. A special Evan and Tiki coming up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We will talk to you then. Enjoy the night. Later.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.